Welcome to the Coaching Lab Podcast, where basketball coaches build more success in less time by increasing their ability to teach, lead, and coach the players on their team and in their program. One of the great things about being the varsity basketball coach is I get to organize and run the youth basketball camps in the summer, and I absolutely love doing that. I know not every coach loves doing it. I've talked to several of them who, it's just kind of one more thing on their plate, but I'm telling you, I absolutely love it, and I want to share some ideas with you about how you can grow your camp and you can make it better. So if you're one of those coaches who's like, yeah, it's not my thing, well, this is going to help you out in that planning and getting everything ready for it. So when I first was a college student, I came back to my high school varsity coach and said, is there anything I can do to help out the program this summer? And he said, if you would run the basketball camps, I would love it. So I was ecstatic. I found out the information. I had been involved a little bit, and I kind of knew what was going on. So it wasn't like he handed it over to a complete stranger who hadn't been in camp or anything. But I found out what I had to do. I did it that summer. The next summer, I grew it, and eventually I got to run 8 different camps in 8 different towns. After a few years of that, I thought, well, what if I bring all of these kids together? So we brought players from roughly about an hour away into one location, and we held a week of boys camp and a week of girls camp. So growing a camp is something that, you know, I've done and I'm used to. I also, when I was coaching at the college level, we ran camps for hundreds of kids, from everything from your early elementary all the way up to your high school and your college level players. So I've run camps in a lot of different areas, and they've all been a blast. Now I'm running it for my own program, and I've got a little different mindset because I need to get as many kids in as possible so that my program grows and stays competitive. So that's what I'm going to share, is how do we grow this camp in the beginning of things? How do we get that information out to people? So I want to give you really 3 kind of tips on how to do that. The first one's going to be email. You need to be emailing your list of parents who have attended in the past anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks out from whenever your camp is going to be. It doesn't mean you can't do it earlier, but getting that information and then kind of following up as you get closer to camp is a great way to do it. You also want to keep in mind in these emails the cost. I've seen camps, you know, $100, $150 per player, and I know in our community, not everybody has, you know, $150, especially if you have 3 or 4 kids. So one kid, not a big deal, but when you start adding multiple kids, gets to be more expensive. So making sure you get a deal for multiple kids, or if you sign up to, one can come for free, well, however you want to do it, make sure that that's in there so you don't kind of turn people off right away. Now for me, I make it affordable for everybody as best I can. If there's somebody who can't attend because of money, that we make sure that we get them in camp, and we won't worry about the cost. And every year there's a couple of people that's the case. So it's kind of something to keep in mind as you're emailing people. Let them know that you're willing to work with them a little bit. If you don't have an email list from last year, what you want to do is contact the school. They usually do a weekly newsletter, or they'll do a Friday folder, especially for the younger kids. The weekly newsletter, if you'll get them a graphic and the information, a lot of times they'll throw it right in there. Doesn't take them hardly any time, doesn't cost them anything, and it goes out to every kid in the district. So check, see if they have that, and see if you can attach to that. If they don't, they usually have a Friday folder, at least for their younger kids. Printing out flyers or a pamphlet and then getting them inserted into those Friday folders is going to be huge. So that's somewhere that you'd call each of the elementary schools and see if they do that. I found that most schools and most districts are willing to help get that information out because it's something positive for the kids to be a part of. So it's just a matter of what does that school specifically do. And if they don't do it, ask them what they would do. The second way is social media. You want to get the information on social media, but the key is to get people to share that information. So if you know once kids have signed up, or you know some kids in your area, in your school district who are going to attend, ask those parents if they would share the camp information on their social media. They're going to be in touch, and a lot of people are going to see that information, you know, being shared from their personal account. If you just post it on your camp page or on your personal page, you're going to reach some people, but you really want it to get out. So you have to be intentional about asking, you know, parents and people who have already signed up or that you know will be a part of things to share it. So if you've got your camp coaches already selected, ask them to share it. If coaches in your program are going to be there, ask them to share it. That's going to touch a lot more people a lot faster than you just posting it on a page that, hey, we're having camp. Still good to do, but getting them to share it is certainly going to be better. And then the The third way is, again, with the schools. If you've already done the email and the Friday folder, what about the community programs? So many schools will either have a community ed department, or they'll have somebody who runs their youth basketball camps in the winter, or the leagues that they run in the winter. Get in contact with that person. Oftentimes, if you'll contact one of the coaches in the program, you can find out who specifically is in charge of that. And many times it is one of the coaches and they just direct you to them. Other times it's somebody within the school system and they direct you to that person. But once you get in front of whoever is in charge of running that winter basketball league, the winter basketball camps, all those things, ask them to share that information as well. It might be through social media, it might be through email, but they want to grow their program and they want to grow whatever it is that they're doing, so they'll be happy to send that stuff out. So coach, these are three great ways that you can start to grow your camp. Again, 6 to 12 weeks out before camp ever starts, so that parents can plan ahead. They don't want to get it 2 weeks before or a week before, because they've already started to make their summer schedule. Get it out as early as you can so that they can plan to have their kids attend. And again, keep the cost in mind. You are going to find some parents who will pay anything, and other parents, they're just a little bit too strapped and they can't pay $100 to $150. So giving them a deal, or do what we do, make it so it's feasible for everybody to attend by having a low-cost camp. Remember, when you're growing your program, the number of kids in the gym is what you're going after, not so much the dollar amount. I know we use this as fundraisers a lot of times, but you want more kids involved with basketball. You never know who's going to sprout up or who's going to really take to it and be a great athlete, and you want to keep them involved as much as possible. So, Coach, I hope this helped you out with your planning, and until next time, get in the gym and get your players better. Coach, if you've enjoyed the Coaching Lab podcast, I encourage you to go give us a 5-star rating and even leave us a review. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks for listening to today's episode, Coach. If you'd like more great coaching content, I encourage you to check out the Coaching Lab at coachmattdennis.com. You'll find everything you need to have more success in less time.